I want to break with all convention and do something deeply embarrassing and ask you a question. Not a merely rhetorical question, but a real actual question to which I'm hoping you'll respond. I'm very, very sorry about this, and please forgive me, it is nearly Christmas. Would you please put up, not that we can see each other anyway, but would you please put up your hand if you came to this service last year? Okay, quite a decent number, not absolutely everybody. Thank you very much. Well, thank you for coming tonight, and thank you especially if you've come back after last year. That's always extremely encouraging. Well, the message of Christmas hasn't changed, so if you were here, or if you went to a carol service last year, I refer you to last year's sermon. 2017 is nearly over, and it's been an eventful year. Much has changed. Who could imagine at the beginning of the year that Theresa May would lose her majority? The Brexit saga has continued. Article 50 has been triggered. It's terrible, isn't it? There's no escape from Brexit, even at the carol service. North Korea has gone nuclear. Some have feared that Russia is running America and that the DUP are running Britain. Our banknotes and our coins have changed and are worth rather less. And I Googled for you changes in 2017, perhaps it was even biggest changes in 2017, and I can tell you that Katy Perry, whoever she is, has radically changed her hairstyle at least four times. Blonde to platinum, who knew there was a difference, and then short, and then clipped, in case you were wondering. Much has changed in 2017. Maybe things have changed for you and for your family. Everything changes, and yet nothing changes. The world is fundamentally the same. In some ways, it is still a dark place. I read a news review of 2017 this week, and the thing that struck me was the list of terrorist attacks. And there's been another suicide bombing in Pakistan this afternoon. We still seem just as adept at making a mess of our world. We still stand in need of peace and goodwill. The message of Christmas is unchanged, and I trust that something of it came through the carols and the readings. The hopes and dreams of all the years are met in Jesus, the baby of Bethlehem. He is the long-promised rescuer king, the one whom God's people have been waiting for centuries, who will put the world to rights and sort things out. He is the Son who is given to us, the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the Prince of Peace. He is Emmanuel, God with us, God come into the flesh, into our mess and darkness to sort it out. He was from the very beginning a refugee fleeing from terror. And yet his birth is good news of great joy for all people. He is a saviour who is Christ the Lord, the saviour of the world, of all the nations. The government is upon his shoulders. He is the ultimate strong and stable leader. Strong because he is Almighty God. And stable because, well, see what I did there? Strong and stable, you see. There was no room for him at the inn, so. Oh dear. Jesus means to change our world one life at a time. And the unchanging message of Christmas is still relevant, still vital. It meets the most fundamental needs of our world, your most fundamental needs and mine. Joseph was told to call him Jesus, which means God saves, saviour, because he would save the people from their sins. According to the Bible, all the world's problems, yours and mine, track back to sin, to rebellion against God, to our living of our lives, our way, for ourselves. We sin, and we are sinned against, and we need a saviour. Jesus is the only human being who ever lived, who never sinned. He came to pay the price for sin. If, like the shepherds, we will go and check these things out, we will find no longer a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger, but Jesus in the scriptures. He comes to us clothed in the pages of the Bible. And the Bible presents to us Jesus, a saviour for sinners, one who perfectly meets our greatest need. The baby who was born would live a perfect life. He would die an undeserved death. He would rise victorious over sin and death and hell, so that sinners like me and you could be forgiven, that we might have peace with God. I want to finish by asking you another question, and this time I won't try and get you to put your hand up, but I hope you will think about it. The good news of Christmas hasn't changed, but has the good news of Christmas changed you? I don't mean so much, have you tried to show peace and goodwill to other people this year? Although, of course, I hope you have. I mean, has Jesus made a difference to you this year? He came to rescue, to renew, to transform. When he came, he split time in two, and he meant to leave nothing the same. Has he changed you? If I may just be cheesy for a moment, and what is Christmas about if not an excess of cheese? Jesus is the reason for the season, and Jesus is for life, not just for Christmas. Has Jesus been your saviour this year? His promise to all who believe in him, whoever we are, whatever we've done, is that we can live as God's restored, beloved children. In Jesus are the light and life for which we were made. All the blessings of God's love are for all who will receive him. So I hope you'll come back to this service in 2018, and perhaps not just to this one. But even more, I hope that the unchanging Jesus will change you and me and our 2018. My prayer is that, like the shepherds, we might go on our way rejoicing because we have met Jesus, and nothing will ever be the same again. Christmas changes everything. The people walking in darkness can see a great light. Hope you'll want to find out more about Jesus in the year ahead. I realise you might have questions. This God born in Bethlehem is a lot to take in. A virgin birth takes some believing. We'd like to give you a free book at the end, and I hope you'll take time to read it and to ask yourself, well, could what we've been singing about actually be true? When I look at Jesus, can I see the Godhead there, veiled in flesh? And what difference would it make? What difference will he, Jesus, make to me? And on our service sheet and in the notices, you'll see details of an evening that we're putting on Wednesday the 10th of January, when you can come and hear something more about what it is that Christians believe and ask any questions. We'd love to see you there. And indeed, you can always drop me an email or give me a ring. I'd be delighted to talk to you further about this life-changing message. A very Merry Christmas to you, and Amen.